With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, something we've talked about on this program many times. The climate. The realities connected to pollution, global warming, and how they affect our communities first. The Climate Reality Project is hosting its 40th Climate Reality Leadership Corps training in Atlanta, Georgia. That's March 14th through 16th. I need you to mark that on your calendar. 14th through 16th. Led by many in the faith community, and also those in the political realm. They will share how this epidemic affects low-income families and communities of color the hardest. 14th through 16th. And remember, Atlanta has made a pledge to switch to 100% clean energy by 2035. A great advocate for the environment is on my program, former Vice President of the United States of America, Mr. Al Gore. Al Gore, how are you? Do we have Al?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. How are you, sir?
Oh, okay. Well, I am fine. What I said when you couldn't hear me was it's great to be on your show, Rashad. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you taking the opportunity to talk to us. And let's get into your connection to the environment. When you were VP, you obviously cared for the environment. There was legislation, and you being a senator connected that legislation to the people consistently. When you were no longer VP, you ran for president. That was unsuccessful, but you took up this environmental stance. Tell us why.
Well, I've been working on this for 40 years, and I worked on it in the House and Senate and in the White House, and I feel fortunate to have found another way to serve the public interest. And this climate crisis is for real, and it is connected to the air pollution that has disproportionate impacts, unjust impacts on communities of color and low-income communities, more than other populations in the U.S. The same pollution that causes the global warming also causes respiratory diseases and other diseases. A lot of people are not familiar with the fact that environmental injustice continues. Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta, one of the greatest members of Congress in the history of our country. He and I teamed up way back at the beginning of the 90s to introduce the first environmental justice legislation. And, here's just one statistic, Rashad. African-American children are 10 times more likely to die of asthma than white children in the United States. And that's
staggering.
It is absolutely staggering, and there are lots of statistics. That's one of the harshest statistics, but there are many statistics that illustrate the unequal, unfair, unjust impact of environmental problems on communities of color. And by the way, the climate crisis, Atlanta is one of the fastest warming cities in the entire United States, and droughts are becoming more severe in Georgia, threatening to double the risk of wildfire. And you look at these climate-related storms, we've never had storms like these, one after another. Just a few months ago in October, Hurricane Michael caused $2.5 billion in agricultural damage in Georgia alone. And we're getting these rain bombs now between the droughts where you get these unprecedented downpours that cause flooding and worsen the risk of waterborne disease outbreaks. This thing is for real. You know, 18 of the 19 hottest years ever measured in the world have been since the year 2000. And here we are in 2019. So there you go. This is not going away. We've got to solve it. But the good news is we can improve the health conditions of people. We can create tens of millions of new jobs. And as we solve this, we're going to bring electricity rates down as well.
Let me ask you this, because as I shared yesterday with various groups that you would be on my program, there was one conservative group who pushed back a lot, and obviously you're not their number one guy, but they were still saying they completely deny global warming or the warming of the planet on any level. What do you say to critics of environmental change?
Well, at this late date when Mother Nature has spoken up so loudly and clearly every night on the TV news is like a nature hike through the book of Revelation, for goodness sake. It's just ridiculous at this point. But you know, there's still some people that deny that the earth is round and they think it's flat.
Yeah.
They think the Neil Armstrong's landing on the moon was a staged fake news event in a movie lot in Arizona. So you're not ever going to convince some people that gravity exists. But this issue has been made into a falsely political issue by the big polluters that really don't want to see any kind of restriction on the pollution that they dump out on the rest of us. We're using the sky as an open sewer. We're putting 110 million tons of this global warming pollution into it every day, and that's what's causing the temperatures to warm up. That's what's causing the tropical diseases to move north. That's what's causing these rain bombs and floods and droughts and fires, and the ice is melting, and in coastal areas, the sea level's going up. At this point, we need to stop pretending that there's any kind of dispute or debate. There's not. You know, what they're doing is, what the big polluters are doing, the same thing that the tobacco companies did years ago when the doctors warned us about cigarettes causing lung cancer. They hired actors and dressed them up as doctors and put them on TV and radio to try to fool people. And that's what these big global warming polluters are doing now. They're just trying to hang on to their business plans, even though it's killing people all over the world and wrecking the future for our kids.
Yeah, I don't think they believe their own hype. I think your analogy is spot on. Even those who came from the cigarette company, the major industries, they knew what the product was doing. I don't think the huge companies that pollute today, I believe they know the God honest truth, and everything else is spin and propaganda in order to make money. That's it.
Absolutely. There's no question. No question about it. And actually, there are some lawsuits out there now where the documents from these big polluters are being made public. And what you said just now is proven by these documents. They knew, they had the evidence, and they just lied about it. No question about it. But, you know, that's one of the many reasons why people are recognizing that this is a moral issue.
Yes.
And a spiritual issue.
Yeah.
And incidentally, this training in Atlanta, this will be the 40th of these trainings that I've personally conducted, and I'm looking forward to being in Atlanta all that week. But March 14, 15, 16 is when the training is taking place, and applications are now open. And anybody that attendance is free, you got to put in the time, but you'll get the skills and you'll get the knowledge. And we're going to have an all-star cast there helping me. And by the way, I'm really excited to announce today that as part of this training, we're going to have an interfaith mass meeting on the first evening, March 14th, at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church with Reverend Warnick, of course, the pastor, and Reverend William Barber II from
yes.
North Carolina, who's one of the heads of the new Poor People's Campaign, and he is going to join with Reverend Warnock and myself and some others in this mass interfaith mass meeting called A Moral Call to Action on the Climate Crisis. And that'll be open to the public on March 14th.
Anybody who needs more information, they can go to climaterealityproject.org, climaterealityproject.org. Al, I got two more questions for you, man, real quick. One, sure. Are you looking to run for president of the United States in 2020?
Rajat, I'm a recovering politician. And the longer I go without a relapse, the less likely one becomes. It looks to me like there are about 26, 27, maybe 28 this morning candidates the Democratic side.
But you have to understand the difference here. Committees and people actually running for president. So we got exploratory committees. We got people declaring. It's a lot. Okay,
well,
second question.
You know, look, we've got – okay, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. We got a little bit of a delay. Go ahead.
No. I'm going to let you take it away.
All right, so second question. What are your thoughts on the current administration and how they have handled the EPA moving forward?
Well, you know what my answer is going to be, and I shouldn't laugh because it's really tragic.
You got to laugh, not to cry, man.
You know, lives are lost because of this. Yeah, it only hurts when you laugh, as the old saying goes.
Yeah.
They put the cliche is you put the fox in charge of the hen house. It's even worse than that. You know, they put these big polluters in charge of cleaning up pollution, and you know they're not going to do it. But you talk about the revolving door. The guy that they just nominated to head the EPA is a lobbyist for one of the big polluters, a big coal company, and he's been checking off his list of things he was trying to get done as a lobbyist, and now he's performing those evil deeds for his polluter pals as the acting head of the EPA. It's ridiculous. And anyway, I get to the point, Rashad, where when a new outrage comes along, I have to download some existing outrage to make room for the new outrage.
There you go.
I kind of think Trump depends on that a little bit. People just, they think that they can't take anymore. I think he should just resign. They're talking about Steve King resigning. He should resign too, but Trump should resign. He is. He's obviously the worst president in the history of the country. Obviously it's not everybody, but a growing majority now understand how bad he is for our country. And by the way, this is yet another reason because he's opening up the pollution spigots. It just doesn't care at all, seemingly, about the future or about the present because, as I said earlier, there are poor people, communities of color, and really all of us are suffering the consequences of this climate crisis already. We need to start creating the jobs that we can create in solving the climate crisis.
Very well said. Very well said. I know you've already extended your time, former VP. I appreciate you. I will see you when you get here in March, my man, okay?
Great. Great. Thank you. March 14, 15, 16, climaterealityproject.org.
Thank you, sir. All right. Talk to you soon. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.